Today, we'll review some of what we've covered so far, and we'll discuss a few points on how to approach this training in order to tailor it to your own needs. You may have already tried other approaches, or apps, that introduce mindfulness meditation. If so, you've probably noticed that I'm covering a lot of ground very quickly. That's because this program is designed for professional pilots, not your average pudknocker. However, at this point, I want you to understand something important. I'm giving you more information and teaching you more about meditation in a matter of days than most people learn in weeks or even months. Anyone who's been through flight training in an airline will understand the fire hose approach most companies use these days. They throw as much crap at you as fast as they can, assuming that enough of it will stick to get you back out on the line being productive. Well, in a way, that's what I'm doing here in this short introductory series. I'm doing it this way for a couple of reasons. The upside is it gives you some flexibility if you understand how to use it. You can apply and practice the parts you find useful and disregard or return later to others. The downside to this approach is you may come to believe that mindfulness meditation practice is complicated. There's so much to do and remember. How can I possibly relax and meditate? That's why I'm using today's talk to put things in perspective and to point out what may be the single most important thing to remember about this practice. Are you ready? If it isn't simple, it isn't mindfulness meditation. At any point in time, if things seem to be getting too complicated, screw it. Just go back to bringing your awareness to the breath in the body. That's enough at first. Awareness out of the busy head and into the sensations of the breath. Awareness in and of the body. Right here, right now. Over and over again, like lifting weights. According to ancient writings on the subject, breath awareness meditation is enough to get enlightened. Which sounds pretty cool, whatever enlightenment means. All of this probably leaves you wondering, if it's so simple and uncomplicated, why the hell is Captain Carl spending so much time explaining things? Well, the practice becomes simpler over time. A person new to instrument flying will need lots of instruction. They'll be all over the place at first. They'll be very busy. To a 10,000-hour pilot, it's almost effortless. It's uncomplicated. But getting there and becoming uncomplicated takes time and practice. And it isn't the practice itself that's challenging and complicated. It's our minds. It's what we bring to the practice from our lifetime of conditioning that's complicated. We've all seen crew members who can't go on a 3-day trip without bringing 3 or 4 suitcases full of God knows what. From crew van to terminal, it's a tight formation of low-flying Samsonite fighters and Travel Pro refuelers. Asking that person if all that stuff is really necessary for 2 nights in a hotel will likely get you a look of bewilderment, a blank stare, or an angry retort. In their mind, it isn't just stuff. It's all completely necessary, and they couldn't possibly leave any of it behind. Spreading out the contents of all that luggage and reviewing the item-by-item necessity would be time-consuming and likely involve lots of heated debate. To our heavily burdened traveler, having the absurdity of all this extra crap pointed out would probably piss them off. Their response may include lots of animated stories, mental concepts and ideas about the reality of life for that particular person flying this particular line with these particular layovers. Truth is, they'd probably be better off with way less stuff, but the busyness of their mind prevents them from understanding that. My 17-year-old son has been meditating on and off since he was 8. It helps him with attention and focus, both as a student and a competitive swimmer. From time to time, I'll notice that he seems distracted and preoccupied, showing all the signs of someone who's stressing out. I'll ask, "Hey, Bubba, you been meditating these last few days?" "Nope." "Well, how's it going?" "Head full of bees, Dad. Head full of bees." That head full of bees represents a ton of unnecessary mental baggage he's carrying around. It's a lot of work keeping all those bees going, and in his case, a smartphone addiction represents the mental baggage equivalent of a 75-pound backpack full of bricks. What about leaving behind or letting go some of that unnecessary baggage? If we actually want to let go of the distracting, stress-producing bullshit we carry around between our ears, it requires us to develop a different relationship to it. But we can't change our relationship to it if we can't see it. We're like the fish that can't see the dirty water it's swimming in. This is what I'm pointing to with mindfulness meditation instruction. Our lives are so complicated, and we believe that all this mental baggage is absolutely necessary. Even though a big part of this busyness of mind is fueled by negativity, reactivity, indignation, rationalization, and so on. All of our stories, concepts, and ideas seem true and accurate and a huge part of who we are. We believe that not thinking all this stuff right now will result in some kind of disaster. Well, I'm here to tell you, it won't. On the contrary, a favorite bumper sticker in the meditation community is, "Don't believe everything you think." When crew members first come to Lift Effect for help, they often bring with them a head full of bees, a low-flying formation of absolutely necessary mental baggage consisting of stories, concepts, and ideas. They're stressing out, distracted, anxious, and so on. But they don't understand why. If I make the mistake of saying to them, "Wow, you sure got a lot of stories," I'll either get the blank stare or the angry retort. "Stories? These aren't stories, these are facts," which for them is probably true, because the stories are their reality. Does this mean they need to carry all of them buzzing around between their ears everywhere they go, 24/7? When awareness is entangled with our concepts and ideas, we become lost in the content. In effect, we become our own stories, unable to see them for what they actually are. The truth is, they're just thoughts. It's just thinking. Don't take it so personally. I'll grant you, some of this thinking stuff is necessary, just like some of that baggage on an overnight layover. It's the extra baggage, often repetitive stories about past and future, that we don't need, that's creating most of our problems. At the beginning of this series, the raisin exercise shows us how to begin sorting through our mental baggage. We start to untangle awareness from thinking by recognizing the difference between direct experience and our concepts and ideas about experience. Put another way, the difference between what's actually going on and our stories about what's going on. Once we're able to intentionally choose our present moment experience instead of being lost in stories, we realize that some of the unnecessary baggage we're carrying is identifiable as tension in our body. we explore releasing the tension in the body, but our barking dog of a mind keeps wanting to distract us back into stressful thinking. That's okay. That's what minds do. Don't be bothered by it any more than you'd be bothered by looking at your horizon and leveling your wings. We work with these things in meditation by setting an intention and being curious. We take charge of our inner experience by directing awareness instead of allowing awareness to be dragged around. We keep coming back to the body, identifying and releasing tension over and over again using the breath as an anchor or horizon. As we release the tension in the body, our mind begins to relax as well. Letting go of that extra baggage of tension in the body helps us identify and let go of the extra baggage in the mind. Extra baggage we couldn't even recognize until we got untangled from our stories, concepts, and ideas. I'll continue to introduce new practices that help the untangling process with deeper levels of understanding. This may seem complicated, but it's all pointing in the direction of becoming uncomplicated or letting go. Like instrument flying, it's a developmental approach. As we get better, we make smaller and smoother corrections. But improvement depends on understanding the previous material in order to use the new material to its full advantage. If you're struggling with what we've covered so far, spend some time reviewing previous talks before you continue on with 10-6. At some point, I hope you'll be inspired to practice meditation with no guiding at all. One excellent option is to use a meditation timer that's basically a beginning and ending bell with nothing in between. We have these available on our website in various lengths. If you want to continue using the previous guided meditations, that's fine too. My own approach to learning meditation from podcasts 10 years ago was to go completely through an introductory series from start to finish. I didn't get it or understand all of it the first time, so I would listen to them again and again, each time understanding a little more. The old crap against the wall approach. My goal in this series is to help you become independent in your own practice. How you do that, how you use the tools I'm making available, is up to you. And with that, let's begin today's guided meditation. Go ahead and settle into your meditation posture. Give yourself a moment and take inventory. Is your body still here? Did you bring it with you? Settle yourself in an alert, comfortable position. In today's meditation exercise, I'm going to encourage you to find what works best for you. Feel free to continue doing the three deep breaths, as we've been doing, or simply check in with your breath. See if you can shift your CG and become embodied in the breath with normal breathing. You may find the deep breathing exercise necessary, or perhaps not. I'll leave this up to you. So go ahead and take a few moments to do this. allow the breath to return to normal. Just let the breath breathe itself, preferably through the nose. Notice the sensation of breathing here, the natural rhythm of breathing. Breath awareness here. Today's exercise is a guided body scan. First, try broadening your awareness to sense the body as a whole. Allow attention to rest in a relaxed awareness of the body. Notice the sensations in the body as it breathes. Notice places of softness, ease, places of tension, tightness, pulling. Just allow your instrument scan to bring awareness to whatever's happening in the body. Now, narrow the attention and bring it to rest lightly on the area around your eyes and forehead. With awareness, explore any tightness, clenching, tension, or even softness. Whatever you're noticing is just fine. Just be aware. Allow the eyes and the forehead to ease a bit. Relax or ease those muscles. Bring the awareness to the cheeks and the mouth. Experience whatever's present, just as it is. Allow whatever tension you notice to release. Now, gently move your jaw back and forth. Relax any tension. Allow the jaw, mouth, lips, teeth to just be. Awareness of the tongue. Relaxed tongue, gently making contact with the roof of your mouth. Right here. Awareness of the neck. Notice any sensations that may be there. Breathing, here. Relaxed, here. Next, allow the head to feel balanced on the shoulders. The shoulders are relaxed, at ease. whatever sensations are present from the shoulders up. Bring relaxed awareness to them. As much as possible, allow the shoulders to relax, to rest. Breath awareness, here. Now bring your awareness into your arms. Awareness into the hands and the fingers. Curiosity. What sensations are here? Observing. Letting the hands just be. Now, let awareness drift back to the torso. Notice your posture. Notice the slight curve in the lower back. Perhaps you notice the expansion of the ribs on an in-breath and a releasing on the out-breath. Out-breath is relaxing. Notice that. Feel the ribs, the diaphragm breathing. Allow awareness to move to the belly. Notice the sensations of the belly rising and falling with the natural movements of breathing. Is there tension? Relax the belly. Awareness, here. Sensations, here. Breathing, here. Next, move the awareness into the butt muscles. Notice if there's tightness or clenching. Notice how you're supported by the chair. Contact points, here. Relaxed, here. Direct your awareness down your legs, keeping space between your knees. No tension should be needed to hold them in position. Just bring awareness to your legs, knees, calves. Allow any tension to ease or relax. Breathing, here. Sensations, here. Curiosity, here. Bring awareness into the ankles, the feet. Feel the contact points inside your shoe or contact with the floor. And finally, Feel the toes relaxed and not holding any tension. Sometimes our toes are overlapping slightly or bunched up. Go ahead and wiggle them if you need to and remove any tension. Now, return to the sensations of the whole body breathing. Be curious about where you feel the sensation of breathing the strongest. Then, bring your attention to this. Just return to a normal meditation practice. Attitude indicator, breath. CG, in the body. Now, do a body sweep. This is similar to the full body scan, head to toe, but more of a sweep, like scanning the instruments in a jet. Just look for tension in the body and release it as you move awareness along the length of your body. Then, back to the breath. So, open your eyes now. Bring your awareness back to your surroundings. As you become more independent with your meditation, you'll want to do a periodic body scan or sweep depending on how much tension you find you're carrying in the body, like checking the fuel tanks in a jet. If they're burning evenly, you may only check them once in a while. If not, you'll need to check them more often. If you find that tension keeps returning often, then sweep more often. As you go about your daily life, see if you can bring awareness to tension you're carrying in the body by doing a brief sweep. And then, see if you can let it go. That's all for today. I hope you find this useful, and thanks for listening.